Hi, Tony. It's Kim Waters. I took the first half of physics with you over summer. I hope you remember me. I was the girl that sat in front and you used to yell at me all the time. I don't take it personally, don't worry. I know you were just messing around with me. I just said that so you would be able to remember me, hopefully get a little visual of who I am. I am from Orange County, Irvine to be exact. I've lived in Irvine my entire life, so when I came to college, it was a big adjustment. But in the end, I am having a great time. I absolutely love college. I am studying kinesiology with hopes to go to graduate school where I will get my physical therapy degree. I really enjoy working with children. I currently work with children. I work for a swim school where I teach children how to swim. And I just find it very gratifying and a very satisfying job. So if I could make that my career, that would be amazing. So I guess you could say my official career title would be pediatric physical therapist. I would just really love to work with children that maybe had leukemia and they had to go through radiation and they're weak and they can't go out and play or they can't play sports. I would really love to be that person that works with them to get back in shape and great physical condition. I would just think it would be an amazing thing to do, and I'm really looking forward to actually getting into grad school and starting studying all of that stuff. I am taking physics to learn more about the world that surrounds me. Physics is such a diverse subject in the sense that it goes from the very large, let's say, like the gravitational attraction between all objects, all the way to the very smallest part of the atom. It's an amazing subject that involves all of that stuff that's just huge, like the largest scale, like I said, gravitational attraction between everything to the smallest little thing of the atom. So it's just crazy that such a subject could involve such drastic things. Every subject in school in some way can be related back to physics. It's especially important that students studying any form of science take physics, because the basis for all science lies within the realm of physics. I mean, take biology and the action potential. I mean, those are all electrical impulses, and electric current relates back to physics. We just went over all this, and you're studying that in biology. Or take geology, for example, and the flow of mantle. I mean, that's all related to iron and magnetism and the core of the earth and all that. So, I mean, any science major, it's really important that they have some physics, because, like I said, it's related back to everything. I mean, it's in everything. Physics is everywhere. So to be able to understand even a small part of it would be an amazing collegiate feat. Any student that says they can understand any part of physics, you know, you just have mad respect for them, because it's a hard subject, and saying that I actually took a year of it is going to be a really great feat for myself. I know I will feel like a better person knowing I've taken physics. Physics is important to my intellectual growth because of my plans for the future. I plan on working with children, so if I have a child, let's say with a leg injury, and I'm trying to rehabilitate this kid, and I don't know how much tension the recta femoris can handle, which is a quadricep muscle, the upper thigh, and I don't know how much tension it can handle, I might further injure this kid, or possibly worse, completely take this kid out of any mobility he has in his leg, because I don't know how much tension that muscle can handle. And since it's the biggest muscle in your body, such a powerhouse muscle, I could really do damage to this kid if I don't know what I'm doing. So it's very important that I understand physics, because it relates back to my job. And I want to be a very good physical therapist, so I better be taking physics. But why physics is so important to my intellectual growth? The number one reason, Tony, is for the bars. Yes, as in alcoholic bars? Yes, the bars, because I am blonde. And you have no idea what that does for a first impression. You have no idea. So if I can scare the boys away with my intellect, then I don't have to use physical force, which makes my life easier and makes their life easier. So yeah, just a little humor for you. Your problem-solving method, sorry, that was next. The problem-solving method is designed to show you that I know what I'm talking about. It's important to diagram because it allows me to visualize the problem. And writing down all the knowns and the equations makes it clear what equations I need to use and what I'm trying to solve for. Showing my work and how I came up with the solution lets you know that I am competent and capable of basic algebra or trig sometimes, and it shows you I know what I'm doing. If I need to find velocity of something and I write down one of the motion equations and then I show you all the work, it shows you that I know how I came up with that solution and I know exactly what I'm doing to figure out the answer. The reasoning part and the most important part, which is the reasoning part, shows you I understand the concept behind the problem. And I'm not just memorizing problems and equations, but I actually know what I'm solving for. If it's an electricity problem and I don't give you any reasoning behind it, you might think I'm just memorizing equations, but if I actually tell you in a uniform electric field that electron is going to be attracted towards the positive part because electrons are negative, then it shows you I know what I'm talking about. You asked if I like college. Hell yeah, Tony. What student doesn't like college? It's great to be on my own and discovering the world and beer. So it's just really awesome for once just to be on your own and not have to worry about your parents or when they want you home, but you actually are truly, you know, your own adult for once, and it's just really great, all the learning experiences and all the things that have just shaped and molded the person that you're going to become. It's just really amazing and such a good time. I expect many things from college. I expect to become a free-thinking adult who can answer hypothetical questions and carry on and actually enjoy an intellectual conversation. I plan on discovering myself and what my beliefs are. I mean, you live your entire life under the watch of your parents or your mom or your dad, and for once you're out on your own. So discovering your own set of morals and your own set of beliefs, I feel, is really important. And I think in college is where you really start to solidify those beliefs and morals and really make them your own. I plan on making a lot of friends. I think it's important to make friends, and especially in college, these are going to be your closest friends. Anyone I've talked to who's gone to college said their best friends came from the time when they were in college. So I just really plan on making lifelong friends, and it's important to me that I do make lifelong friends. And so, other than that, Tony, I don't want to take up any more of your time, so thanks for listening to me, and I will see you in class.